You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend has been out of work for a while. I don't think he's got enough to eat. How do I help? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
I celebrate that. I really do.
Yeah. Sometimes Jed denounces the rock and roll.
Yeah, it knows what it did.
And then we can't record, so that's very inconvenient for us.
Well, here's the thing. Is it Limp Bizkit? Then yes, I denounce that rock and roll. It definitely knows what it did.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're all resisting making a Nookie joke. Okay. We're just going to move on then.
Yep.
And what we will move on to is our question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in any questions you have for us. This week's question says, my friend has been out of work for a while. I don't think he's got enough to eat. How do I help? And Glenn, I'd love to get you to start us off here. Food insecurity is something people can feel bad about. It feels right. Like a lot, but it actually happens to a lot of, if not most people at some point, right?
Absolutely right. Certain people on this radio show have more than once been down to his last serving of ramen noodles.
Yep. Some of us may have had our debit card declined off the dollar menu at the McDonald's.
Yeah, that's a low moment, to be sure.
It really is.
But ultimately, I think the key thing is that if we get caught up in an embarrassment about that and get to a place where we can't address it and deal with it, then it's obviously the problem's going to get worse. So the goal ought to be to recognize everyone has their downtimes every now and then. And everybody makes decisions they maybe shouldn't and get them in a position of that. So whether it's directly relating to a circumstance they created or something that was sort of forced on them, it happens. Let's figure out how to work the problem of that rather than try and deal with an insecurity that we're letting run rampant on it.
You're absolutely right about that. And, Jed, I think the flip side of that for our question asker here is to not let either your embarrassment or your friend's embarrassment about assumptions about this problem really color the way you address this. I think, as Glenn's pointing out here, if we know what the problem actually is and how common it is, that will stop us from talking down to someone or being weird about it. But how do we get that place?
Well, I think we need to recognize that we've got two separate problems here. We've got a practical problem of I need food and I don't have money for food. And then we have an emotional challenge of I feel bad about this situation. And those are two separate things. One of those, there are practical solutions. It's a practical problem. There are practical solutions. There are resources, we'll get into it, that exist to get you connected with food when you don't have any money. That happens. The emotional problem begins with the lie, you're the only one.
Right.
Everybody else is doing great, but you kind of suck, and that's why you're having this problem. That's a lie. The truth is, in the United States alone, more than 40 million people live in situations where they're not sure they'll have enough to eat. To put that in context, that's significantly more than everyone who lives in the greater Chicagoland area. And that's at times included me and all of my co-hosts. If you're facing this, if your friend's facing this, you are not alone and you don't have anything to feel bad about. These things happen. But again, there's a practical problem to solve here and there are practical solutions for it.
That is absolutely right. When we get into those, we also get more into dealing with the emotional undercurrent that may stop us from solving those practical problems. We come right back on The Bridge Loud.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give that speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
Receive. The Bridge Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm once again joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's rough when you've already eaten the good ramen flavors, and you're down to the sucky ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Love the chicken, not so high on the shrimp.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Because you get the multi-pack to save.
Exactly right.
And then that one's left over with the shrimp, and it's a low moment.
No one wants the shrimp ramen.
That's right.
It's hard to trust seafood that's been really prepackaged in any way, but particularly not frozen dry prepackaged.
Right. Yeah.
That's a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned that not just because we enjoy talking about ramen, and you can catch our other show, Ramen Talk, on Q-Rock. That happens at 4 a.m. But right now, we're answering a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, that says, my friend has been out of work for a while. I don't think he's got enough to eat. How do I help? So, Glenn, last segment we talked about the embarrassment that can come with this particular type of problem and how that doesn't really track logically, even though we still feel it emotionally, because this is a very common thing that a lot of people deal with. But I think if we're looking to help someone like this, we have to get this out of our mind that the old, you know, give a man a fish, teach a man to fish
right.
thing, which is kind of true, but if he's starving, he can't do either.
That's
so there is such a thing as a useful amount of help that actually helps someone get to a positive place, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, I think we tell ourselves certain myths about our value as human beings. You know, all of us on this show, we work with people who are poor, some of whom are homeless, and we try and help them find a life in a relationship with God and churches, but we also have to work with their physical situation and deal with that. As Jed said, you know, part of that is looking at their emotional makeup and how they're handling that. Here's one of the more enduring lies that I think people get stuck on. It's this idea of I'm taking some form of charity that I don't deserve, and it's as if I'm getting something I didn't earn. But the way that actual society works is we all pay into it. We all pay sales tax, mm-hmm. our taxes, and so forth. And every now and then we need those resources to come back our way.
Whether that's the point.
That's the point. Whether it's a fire department putting out the fire or a shelter that might be giving me a meal that's being sponsored in part by the government. These things are, this is a system I've paid into and I'm receiving back. I don't think we should have a hang-up about that.
I think you're absolutely right, and Jed, we can take that a step further in looking at charity,
mm-hmm.
which is not really, I paid into it and I'm paying this out of this.
Yeah.
Someone held me out of the goodness of their heart, but that is there's an idea that to accept help is inherently weakness, which, when Glenn is pointing out, we all accept help in some form, mm-hmm. be it tax or something, but we all need just help from someone who's willing to help us at some point, right?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. This isn't a choice between charity and pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps and being a man. That's not what we're talking about here. It's about, what is this help going to help me do? If you're saying, I don't want to take things that I haven't earned and kind of stay in the position that I'm in, no one wants that for you. And that's not what's before right. you. The resources that exist to help you get back up on your own feet. Could you do that with no help whatsoever? Probably, but it'd take you a lot longer. And it's actually better for you and society and your family and everybody yes. if you get back up on your feet faster. That's what we want to see happen. That's what society wants to see happen. We know that's what you want to see happen.
Exactly right. And we'll talk more about that when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
Oh, no.
Bridge Loud.
Welcome back to the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I may not be talking this segment.
And you're fine with it.
That's right.
And Jed Brewer.
I think you know what you did. And what you did was serving me the shrimp ramen pack. Oh, message received, Glenn.
I hope you figure out what I think of you now.
Ramen callback jokes. We continue to answer questions that came into the virtual out at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in if you have a question for us. This one says, my friend has been out of work for a while. I don't think he's got enough to eat. How do I help? Now, we want to give you some resources that you can look into if you have this problem, if you know someone who is. But Jed, before we get into these specifics, can you real quickly give us an idea? We're going to tell people about food pantries. What is that? What's the experience of going to that like in short?
Food pantry, very directly, is a place that you can go and get a couple grocery bags full of canned and packaged goods so you can take them home and have food to eat. That's what it is. Many of them occur at churches, some are at civic centers, this kind of thing. But it's a room. Most places are open a day or two a week. You go in. They may want to check your ID to make sure you live in that area. And then you can either pick out or they will hand you a bag full of food. And it will have a can of green beans in it and a bag of bread and some ramen noodles and this kind of thing. It's not the greatest food in the world, generally speaking, but it is food. And it's free. And it's a way to kind of tide you over for a little while as you work on getting that job or whatever you need to do.
Absolutely right. If they give you the shrimp ramen, just be cool.
Yeah, be cool.
You know, be happy.
It's edible.
Send it to Glenn.
Yeah, no doubt. Let him just send a message. We'll give you an inbox here in a while. Yeah, absolutely right. And there are a lot of them in the greater Chicagoland area. Too many to name on this show, so we'll give you some places you can find directories. So one of the big ones is Chicago Area Food Bank that runs literally hundreds of centers all through the city and kind of in the near suburbs there. So you can go to Chicago's, that's with an S, foodbank.org, or find them, give them a call at 773-247-3663. That number again for Chicago Food Bank, 773-247-3663. We know that a lot of folks who listen to us on Q-Rock here are a little further west than that, so Chicago proper may not work for you. There's a number of places in Joliet. The easiest way really to get there is to Google kind of Joliet Food Bank, but one organization that does a lot of great work we know is the Catholic Charities. So the Joliet version of that has a weekly food pantry thing where they give out meals and stuff like that. If you want to find out the details on that, you can call them, Catholic Charities Joliet, at 815-724-1140. That number again, 815-724-1140. And Glenn, we've got about 10 seconds left in this segment. We would just like the people to let you hear their voice. You just want to say something?
I really can't think of anything.
Okay, in that case, we'll come back with more right here on The Bridge Loud.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We have a special guest expert interview this week. This is Jeremy Nichols, a friend of ours who helps run Cornerstone Community Outreach on the north side of Chicago. We take you now to his conversation with our own Jed Brewer.
All right. We are here on The Bridge Loud. I am with Jeremy Nichols from Cornerstone Community Outreach in the Uptown neighborhood of Chicago. Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So we've got a question from a listener, and they're saying, my buddy, I don't think he has enough to eat. He's been out of work for a while. He's having money problems. So you've helped a lot of people in similar situations. What kind of resources are available to help with something like this?
Well, firstly, you should see what you can get. First and foremost, through like if you qualify for food stamps, it's like for a single person in Chicago, it's about $200 they could spend on food per month. It means you can get your basic necessities. Food stamps, yeah, it's not a book of stamps. You get a card, you get a PIN number, you can take it to a store, Jewel, maybe an Aldi's or something like that. You can go in there and you can get apples, or you can go and get chips or whatever you need, meat and so forth, so that you can take back and use in your home. So within Illinois, it's the Illinois Department of Human Services. And so you go in there with your ID. So in Illinois, you go to the Illinois Department of Human Services office. You'd fill out an application, see if you qualify due to your income, and then you would get a letter in the mail. You get a card in your mail, then you can start taking it to the store. Wherever you may be located, like in Uptown where I am at, there is a number of different food pantries within the neighborhood. Different food pantries will run it in different ways. Some have a lot of fruit and vegetables. Some have cans, USDA food. Some have meats. Sometimes they hand you a bag, but for us, we let people pick what they can have. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's something that a lot of people need. If you don't know where they are in your neighborhood, you could go to a shelter, you could go to a DHS office, you could go to a church and ask them, where are the pantries? A lot of churches do food pantries. Food pantries is free food. Yeah, you go in there and food pantries are providing free food for you. It's important to be patient because you can get that food that is necessary. There's also soup kitchens. When you don't have the money to buy food and you don't have the money to go to a restaurant, soup kitchens are also probably available somewhere within your neighborhood, at a mission, at a church. And it's not something to be ashamed of. It's you need to eat and you need to stay healthy. We need to eat to stay healthy. A soup kitchen is a place where a meal is provided for you. So you normally go into a place, you either sit down at a table and people bring you food, or you stand in line and you grab a plate and you go sit at a table and eat. Take advantage of them because they're there. They're there for people who really do have food insecurity.
And we want to thank Jeremy for a lot of good advice. We want to thank Jed, because sometimes it's just good to thank Jed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
My shit!